In this section, you mentioned that in an ideal world, we would only have a grounding cord. And you have also made it clear that any energy that is not ours hampers our experience. Does this imply then that all cords, with the exception of the grounding cord, are unhelpful and should be cleared? It feels a little strange to be clearing cords with people I love. Am I understanding correctly that we are clearing an energetic byproduct left over from past interactions, which wouldn't negatively impact an ongoing relationship or the connection we might have with someone? I'm also curious about the strength or intensity of the cords. I imagine there's a variation from one cord to another. What factors contribute to the power of the cord? I'm particularly curious about how sexual interaction impacts the cord.
Your interpretation is correct. The benefit of clearing cords with loved ones is manifold. First of all, in this system, any cords that light up are ones that your inner awareness sees as complete, so you're clearing residual energy. Thus, if you have attachments to people, and we all do, of course, those cords that light up for release are complete. They're no longer useful. As you clear them, you open space for the evolution of the relationship based on current time and connection. You won't light up any cords that you're attached to, so you needn't worry about losing the good stuff. And yet, it's not really good stuff. It's just stuff. The cords don't hold the love in the relationship. They hold the energy of an interaction that already occurred in your linear timeline. As for sexual interactions, of course, you'll cord one another massively. Sex is a pretty intimate act, after all. Your relationship with a sexual partner won't be damaged by freeing up space. Even with a long-term sexual partner, the sexual experience can be recalled in the mind. And it'll generate cords, of course, when you recall the experience. So you won't lose the memory of the experience or the feelings you recall either. You're correct that some cords are stronger or more intense than others. The intensity of the interaction, the type of the relationship, impact the intensity of those cords. For instance, the greeter at Walmart will generate cords, but they won't have a lot of impact. You're not likely to be influenced by them. But a casual interaction with your mother or another relative might generate strong, intense cords because she's an important character in your life story.